SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Friday as we close out the week. We close out strong. So let's have the good.
Oh, this is almost borderline great. In fact, I'm going to get great. Not good, great. And it's all about DFW, you know, the airport, Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yeah, Dallas-Fort Worth,
it's about to become your new favorite airport, and you're going to make sure that you have a layover, an extended layover, anytime you can.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
They are putting a Topgolf inside a Buffalo Wild Wings this November.
They are not.
Is that the most brilliant of brilliant ideas you've ever possibly heard?
How are they pulling this off? Simulators?
I don't know. I know Topgolf prides itself not being a simulator.
Then how in the world are they going to do this?
Just, I guess, finding
just
an area
they got
where
extra land where there's
towards, yeah,
just land to just shoot it. Oh, that's awesome.
But inside a Buffalo Wild Wings, why haven't these two partnered up before?
Yeah, that's well, yeah.
Have they? I don't know. The only Topgolfs I know are standalone places.
Yeah, I don't. I've been to one Topgolf. I loved it. I didn't pay attention to the whole business model, but don't they do their own food stuff?
They do. Well, yes.
Or is that just
no.
the one I was at?
No, they do have their own food, but it's. I mean, it's like. It's not quality food. It's just, hey, we have food here because we don't want you to leave.
Right, sure. Food and drink. Hang out.
You know, they make their money off charging you per hour for that bay.
God, that's great.
And Topgolf, I mean, I've been a couple times. It's just a blast. I mean,
I love
the little mini games and you're just sitting out there driving balls. Yeah, it's fun.
It's amazing, too, how people who don't play golf like it, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that. Like, I mean, I go out there and spend 4 hours playing 18 holes, but I can dig this.
I can spend 4 hours pretending I'm bowling.
Yep.
Or shooting darts.
I like it.
With a golf ball.
That's amazing. It's going to be at an airport. That's great.
I want to reroute a plane trip. I don't have one, but I want to. just go there. Just like, oh, I'm stuck here. Because that's the greatest thing about a layover anyways, too.
Yeah.
Is that you're stuck there. You can't leave. No matter what you want to do, you're tied to a certain spot for a certain amount of hours.
I remember one time I was in Atlanta for a long time, and I rode their monorail train from terminal to terminal.
Yeah.
That was all I did. I was like, I couldn't find anything awesome to do. It's really hard. But this is great. This is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, and I like, you know, I mean, when you and I were growing up, when we were younger, there was never a mainstream restaurant in airports, right?
Yeah, I don't really remember.
If you did have a mainstream, it was the food court. Mainstream like Samaro.
Yeah, mostly a food court, right?
You know, but now you're actually getting actual restaurants, and this now, I mean, is this going to be a new trend? It's like, well, not only are we going to put an actual restaurant in there, we're going to put in a entertainment as well.
Yeah,
I'm all for it. I mean,
that's great.
I want to purposely give myself like a 4 hour layover at Dallas Fort Worth for no other reason except to go to, you know, Topgolf and Buffalo Wild Wings at the same time.
I was in Colorado, living in Colorado at the time. I was going to West Virginia for a funeral, and my sister was flying in from LA, and we both met up in Houston, and we were on standby flights to get to Charleston, West Virginia. And so we met up in Houston, and we were hanging out and talking. I'd seen her in a while, so we were getting, talking and whatnot. But the flight we were going to take, there wasn't another one for like 3 hours, right? So it's either get on this or you gotta wait 3 hours. And when it came down to it, there was only one ticket remaining, and they called her name. And I swear she was gonna go, nah, if he can't go, that's okay. I'll hang out with my brother. You let somebody else. Nope. She grabbed that ticket and went right on the plane. She's like, I'll see you in West Virginia. Bye. And left me in Houston. And you know what? Now I know why. She didn't want to spend time with me, but layovers stink. They're terrible, no matter who you're with. They're awful.
Well,
you just want to get to your destination.
I guess where it depends, though. It can stink.
But now, well, you got, if you don't have Topgolf.
If you have Topgolf, I mean, now aren't you looking forward to it? It's like, oh,
yes,
all plans
now,
are going to be rerouted through Dallas.
Now, if I was in Dallas, and I'd be like, I'll fly later. No problem.
Yeah, give it to the next guy.
Right. Like when they go around going, anybody want to give up their ticket? You get a voucher. And yeah, I'm good. I'll be over at the Topgolf Bay. Leave your free dinner coupons and your $200 voucher thing for me at there. I'll be good. That's great. I ended up watching. That was NFL weekend too. That was championship. Championship weekend. I watched the Chargers and Colts. Remember, it was divisional weekend. That was the game where Philip Rivers was waving everybody in Indianapolis, winning that game before moving on to play the Patriots. And then the Dallas Cowboys played the Giants, and the Giants won. So I ended up watching football while I was waiting for my flight. But yeah, my sister was like, "No, I'm not staying here. Give me a break." I'm not staying here. I still give her a hard time.
Oh, you have to. That's a lifetime literally, of hard time.
Literally. They called her name, and she went up, and I'm like, "You really are? Yeah, I guess. Bye.
Peace.
I'll see you later. I'm going, getting out there. All right, what is the bad for the day?
The bad of the day, I'm going to use what somebody else had written down as the title for this bad. It's Crimes Against Humanity.
Crimes Against Humanity.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but today is National Ice Cream Day.
Is it not?
It is, so go get your cone.
In fact,
if you go on, find a website or something, a lot of places are having deals today.
Are they really?
Yeah.
All right.
You know, some you have to download an app to achieve, but you know, some places are giving out free cones. So I might have to take that up. But back to crimes against humanity. Guess what flavor of ice cream you didn't know you never wanted in your life?
I'm going to say sushi ice cream or something.
You would be close.
All right.
French's mustard.
No, there is not.
Is coming out with a mustard flavored ice cream. I think it might hit stores today.
That's terrible.
Why? Have you ever sat there and went, you know what would be really good? Is mustard flavored ice cream?
Yeah, and don't we think mustard is more like a, hey, we're just sprinkling a little mustard here. Yeah. I don't want it in a big bowl. It's not ranch. Right? It's like, it's mustard. You just like, just accentuates the whatever it is you're doing. But you don't want to put it in, like, just eat it like with a spoon. That's disgusting.
Yeah, not to be outdone. This is where it gets crimes again. We got to get bad. If we're going to have bad on a Friday.
Worcestershire sauce or something like that.
No, Oscar Mayer is coming out with what's called the Oscar Mayer Ice Dog Sandwich. Which is flavored ice cream made with our better hot dogs, sandwiched with spicy mustard.
Okay, so what? This is going to be ice cream?
It's an ice cream sandwich.
Okay, the ice cream sandwich is going to be...
The actual sandwich part, I think, is like traditional, like that cookie.
Got it, okay.
But the ice cream itself, I'm going to read it one more time because I'm having trouble realizing how did this get past testing. Flavored ice cream made with our better hot dogs. That's scary.
That is scary. Really scary.
Sandwiched with spicy mustard.
Oh, God.
Because, again, I've always sat there when I've had my ice cream cone going, I really wish this, this peanut butter flavored ice cream tasted more like a hot dog.
Oh, God, people. This reminds me of... What's that show where they take ingredients and they make something? Oh, Chopped. When somebody goes, I think I'm going to take this and turn it into an ice cream. And they put the flavors in the ice cream, the ice cream machine, and it comes out and it's sometimes not very good.
Yes.
Like, don't do this. Just come up with more sweet and savory flavors. We don't need hamburger ice cream. We don't need chicken wing ice cream. We don't need any of that stuff. That's ridiculous.
I don't know. I thought, you know, when that spilled over into the potato chip world, I thought that was extreme. You know, when you started like getting Buffalo Wild Wing flavored potato chips and things like that, that to me was extreme. I'm still trying to wrap my head around that.
Right.
I don't need it in my ice cream.
Gotcha.
But Oscar Mayer does have a poll up right now. But this, as of this article was printed, which had 3 days left in the poll, 77% of the 3,400 votes casted chose no. I eat condiments solo. And 23% of the people who said yes, they simply just want to watch the world burn.
Oh, God. That's amazing. All right. So National Ice Cream Day. So
that's National Ice Cream. So that's cool. A good one. But guys, get away from this. Hot dog mustard ice cream.
We don't need it. All right, so what's the dumb?
The dumb of the day. There was huge sporting news that broke yesterday. I don't know if you saw this, but Richard Blevins, a.k.a. Ninja, who is a Fortnite master.
All right, Fortnite master. We've already established this week at being something awesome.
Oh, if you ask anyone,
millions of dollars.
If you ask anyone who has played Fortnite, he's the first name in Fortnite. He comes up. He has a YouTube channel that my sons religiously keep going back to. I don't know why. But he also had a Twitch account, which had amassed 14 million followers on Twitch. And it was breaking news yesterday that he left Twitch for Microsoft's Mixer. Now, here's where it gets really dumb. I don't know if this is true. I don't know if this was a fake article or a fake tweet. But if this is in fact true, we're putting the investigative team on this. But this came out from the Fortnite News. It was Fortnite News headquarters. It said, Justin, Ninja has signed a 6-year, $932 million contract with Microsoft Watch Mixer, league sources tell ESPN. There's no blue check mark, so I'm hoping that this isn't true.
There's no blue check mark.
There's no blue check mark next to this, so I'm wondering if this is just a fan just riling people up. Because I can't imagine a 6-year, $932 million contract.
Yeah, right.
You know,
exactly.
We dissect contracts on a daily here.
Yes, we do.
And that one would seem borderline outrageous.
Absolutely, it would.
But he does have, has 14 million followers. So there's a believability part of me saying that Microsoft probably thinks they'll recoup their money within the first year.
Yeah, probably so. But I don't know about that one.
$1 billion contract.
That's
ridiculous. I can't get behind that.
No, I don't think so.
And the other thing is, I think we would see more news about it, which I haven't seen.
Absolutely. Nope, that's exactly right.
All I've seen is, the fact that he is leaving Twitch for Mixer.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I'm learning this as we go along. I know you're sitting there going, Twitch, Mixer, what? I'm in the same boat.
I'm completely learning. Out of the loop.
I don't even know how they work.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would leave Twitch for a Mixer in the first place. I really don't know why.
All right. Well, I'd be very interested in $1 billion contract.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't really seen those numbers flying around anywhere else. So I'm hoping that is just dumb. I chased the rabbit down the rabbit hole thinking, oh my God, $1 billion. But as I'm looking more and more into it, I haven't seen those numbers flying around.
Exactly. All right, that's a good.
But I think it's dumb that anyway.
I do too.
This is a big sports news.
That is. I know. We just established that earlier this week. All right, that's the good, the bad, the dumb. And again, on a Friday on SB Nation AM.